coincidence that the Lord led us to this particular passage of Scripture on this particular day. This passage of Scripture deals with the Passover meal. And the Passover meal was eaten, if you would, at the Passover time. It was one of the high feasts, if you would, in the history of the nation of Israel. You see, this particular feast was so very important. In fact, it was just a feast until that day when they put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and that the angel of death passed over. Hence, they got the name the Passover. And they celebrated the Passover every year. In fact, the devout Jews, no matter where they were, they would make their way to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. It was a hot time in the celebration of their God and what God had done for them. In fact, if the truth be told, what had happened or what centered around this particular feast was the story of deliverance. What they were supposed to tell their children and their grandchildren and their children is how the Lord delivered them. We need to have a feast, I think, where we commemorate the Lord delivering us. Help me, Holy Ghost. Too often we just take for granted where the Lord has brought us from, and we don't put any monuments, we don't have any tributes to tell the story how God has been good to us. As we look at this particular text, and this particular meal was it had a lot of ingredients, if you would, but none of them were in the meal for the taste of the ingredient. In other words, every ingredient had a spiritual meaning. Yeah. You see, the unleavened bread, it was called matzah. And what it meant was that when they came out of Egypt, they didn't have time for the bread to rise because they had to hurry up and get up out of Egypt. And so they took the unleavened bread that it didn't rise, but what it symbolized, not only a hurried departure, but it symbolized separation. Help me, Holy Ghost. You see, we got to come out from among them if we want the Lord to continue to bless us. You see, that's how it happened, that when he brought them out of Egypt, that's when the blessings began. And sometimes we have to disassociate ourselves from people who aren't like us. I'm preaching now. Hey, I know they're not bad. Help me, Holy Ghost. But what fellowship has light with darkness? Can I preach this thing? Hey, how can you be unequally yoked? Come on now. A believer can really be with a non-believer. Yeah, that's why God tells us to be holy, for he is holy. Then, I'm talking about the meal now. They had a roasted shank bone or the lamb, and the lamb represented the sacrifice. Help me, Holy Ghost. And that's what it was all about. It was a sacrifice. Y'all don't understand. In order for the death angel to pass over their houses in Egypt, there was a sacrificial lamb. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let me make it plain if I can. You see, the lamb died so they wouldn't have to die. Hey, does that remind you of anyone? Sound like Jesus. That's what John said. He said, behold, here comes the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. I don't know about you. I feel like shouting even right now, because he died, I can live. Hey, because he died for my sins, I don't have to die for him. He's a mighty good God. Just talking about the meal. Listen here, they had roasted eggs. Now, how you roast an egg, I'm not sure. But what the roasted egg represented was the triumph of life over death. Yeah, it didn't make much sense at first, but an egg is symbolic of fertility. Right. Fertility, right, is life over death. so, stay with me, because I'm going somewhere. One of the symbols, if you would, of Easter is an egg. Woo! And the reason it's an egg, because on Easter he got up with all power in his hand. He got up and gave us power over death. So they ate roasted eggs to remind them that we got the victory over death.